Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Maury Rath. Batting second. The first baseman, Jake Daubert. Batting third. The third baseman, Heine Groh. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Ed Rausch. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Pat Duncan. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Larry Kopf. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Greasy Neal. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Raridan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hod Eller. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Hod Eller. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Nemo Leibold. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting third. The third baseman, Buck Weaver. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Shoeless Joe Jackson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Happy Felsch. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Chick Gandel. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Swede Risberg. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Schock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Williams. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Lefty Williams. And now, play ball. Maury Rath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rath hits a pop-up towards short. Risberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jake Daubert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daubert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heine Groh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groh hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Daubert moves to second. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Felsch. Rausch reaches second base with a double. Daubert scores. Groh moves to third. It's 1-0, Reds. Pat Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jackson. Duncan reaches second base with a double. Groh scores. Rausch scores. It's 3-0, Reds. Larry Kopf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopf takes first base on ball four. Greasy Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal strikes out. Two outs. Bill Raridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raridan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Duncan scores. Kopf moves to third. It's 4-0, Reds. Hod Eller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Raridan. The throw from Schock and he is safe. Raridan steals second. Hod Eller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eller hits a fly ball into right field. Felsch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Reds 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nemo Leibold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leibold hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rausch. Collins reaches second base with a double. Leibold moves to third. Buck Weaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weaver is called out on strikes. One out. Shoeless Joe Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a pop-up towards short. Kopf settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Happy Felsch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felsch strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Maury Rath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rath is 0 for 1 in the game. Rath is called out on strikes. One out. Jake Daubert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daubert is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Daubert hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heine Groh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groh is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Groh hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gandel fields the ball and throws to James covering. Safe. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rausch hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Liebold. Rausch reaches second base with a double. Liebold throws the ball into Schock, who tags Rausch trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Groh goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, Reds. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chick Gandel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gandel hits a line drive towards first. Daubert reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Swede Risberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Risberg takes first base on ball 4. Ray Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Raridan settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Raridan. Ray Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Risberg moves to second. Bill James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Groh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nemo Liebold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liebold is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Liebold strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Pat Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Weaver fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Kopf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopf is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kopf hits a ball on the ground towards third. Weaver fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greasy Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0 for 1 in the game. Neal takes first base on ball 4. Bill Raridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raridan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. There goes Neal. The throw from Schock and he is out, Collins applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Collins hits a line drive into left field. Duncan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Weaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weaver is 0 for 1 in the game. Weaver hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rath settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Shoeless Joe Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Reds. Happy Felsch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felsch is 0-for-1 in the game. Felsch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kopf scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 5, and the White Sox 1. The Reds will come to bat. Bill Raridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raridan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Raridan hits a line drive towards first. Gandel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hod Eller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eller is 0-for-1 in the game. Eller is hit by the pitch. Maury Rath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rath is 0-for-2 in the game. Rath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eller moves to second. Jake Daubert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daubert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Daubert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Eller trying to get to home. Liebold throws the ball into Schock, who tags Eller, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Rath moves to third. Daubert moves to second. Two outs. Heine Groh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groh is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Groh hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Chick Gandel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gandel is 0-for-1 in the game. Gandel hits a fly ball into center field. Rausch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Swede Risberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Risberg is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Risberg strikes out. Two outs. Ray Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Schock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Groh fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 5, and the White Sox 1. The Reds will come to bat. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Rausch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Duncan hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Collins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Kopf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopf is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kopf hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Liebold, who is chasing the ball. Kopf reaches third base with a triple. Greasy Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Neal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kopf scores. It's 6-1, Reds. Bill Raridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raridan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. There goes Neal. The throw from Schock and he is safe. Neal steals second. Bill Raridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raridan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Raridan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Risberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 0 for 1 in the game. James strikes out. One out. Nemo Leibold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leibold is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Leibold hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kopf scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kopf scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 6, and the White Sox 1. The Reds will come to bat. Hod Eller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eller is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Eller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Maury Rath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rath is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rath takes first base on ball 4. Eller moves to second. Jake Daubert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daubert is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Daubert bunts in front of the plate. Schock fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Schock. Eller moves to third. Rath moves to second. Heine Groh is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Groh is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Groh strikes out. 1 out. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Rausch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eller scores. Rath scores. Daubert moves to third. It's 8-1, Reds. Pat Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Duncan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Daubert scores. Rausch moves to third. Duncan moves to second. It's 9-1, Reds. Larry Kopf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopf is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Kopf takes first base on ball 4. Greasy Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Weaver fields it and throws to home to get Rausch. Duncan moves to third. Kopf moves to second. 2 outs. Bill Raridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raridan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Schock fires to second and picks off Kopf for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 9, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Weaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weaver is 0 for 2 in the game. Weaver hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Shoeless Joe Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Rausch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Happy Felsch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felsch is 0 for 2 in the game. Felsch hits a fly ball into center field. Rausch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chick Gandel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gandel is 0 for 2 in the game. Gandel hits a fly ball into right field. Neal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 9, and the White Sox 1. the Reds will come to bat. Bill Raridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raridan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Raridan hits a fly ball into right field. Felch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hod Eller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Eller strikes out. Two outs. Maury Rath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rath is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rath takes first base on ball 4. Jake Daubert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daubert is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. There goes Rath. The throw from Schock and he is safe. Rath steals second. Jake Daubert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daubert is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Daubert takes first base on ball 4. Heine Groh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groh is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Groh hits a fly ball into center field. Liebold settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 9, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Swede Risberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Risberg is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Risberg hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rath settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schock hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Raridan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Wilkinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilkinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 9, and the White Sox 1. The Reds will come to bat. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 4 RBIs. Rausch is hit by the pitch. Pat Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Duncan bunts towards the mound. Wilkinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Rausch moves to second. One out. Larry Kopf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopf is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and 2 walks. Kopf hits a pop-up towards third. Weaver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greasy Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Neal takes first base on ball 4. Bill Raridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raridan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Raridan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rausch scores. Neal moves to third. Raridan moves to second. It's 10-1, Reds. Hod Eller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Eller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Risberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 10, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Nemo Liebold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liebold is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Liebold hits a fly ball into right field. Neal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Collins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buck Weaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weaver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Weaver hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Neal. Weaver reaches second base with a double. Collins moves to third. Shoeless Joe Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Neal. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Collins scores. Weaver scores. It's 10-3, Reds. Happy Felsch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felsch is 0-for-3 in the game. Felsch hits a pop-up towards first. Daubert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chick Gandel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gandel is 0-for-3 in the game. Gandel hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Neal, who is chasing the ball. Gandel reaches third base with a triple. Jackson scores. It's 10-4, Reds. Swede Risberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Risberg is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Risberg hits a fly ball towards center. Rausch settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Rausch. Gandel scores. That run is unearned. It's 10-5, Reds. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rath scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 10, and the White Sox 5. The Reds will come to bat. Maury Rath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rath is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Rath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Risberg fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jake Daubert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daubert is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Daubert bunts towards the mound. Wilkinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Rath moves to second. One out. Heine Groh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groh is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Groh hits a fly ball into center field. Liebold settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got four RBIs. Rausch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Weaver fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 10, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is hit by the pitch. Nemo Liebold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liebold is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Liebold hits a fly ball into center field. Rausch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Collins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Murphy moves to second. Buck Weaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weaver is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Weaver hits a fly ball into right field. Neal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Murphy moves to third. Two outs. Shoeless Joe Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got three RBIs. There goes Collins. The throw from Raridan and he is safe. Collins steals second. Shoeless Joe Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. he's got 3 RBIs. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rath scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 10, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.